I am delighted to say that on the line, and the first guest that we have on Northside today for 2017 is Brother Kevin Crowley from the Capuchin Day Care Centre. Good morning, Brother Kevin, and a Happy New Year to you.
Good morning to you, and a Happy New Year to you and to all of you there.
Thank you so much indeed, Kevin. I saw a figure very recently that you fed, I think it was 3,500 people on Christmas Eve, am I right?
No, it was about 2 days before Christmas. We gave out about 3,000 food parcels, which I think was an increase from last year. And I suppose what really concerns me is the number of people who are still coming to us for help every day. I mean, between morning and afternoon, every morning we'd have about 300 people for breakfast, and then in the afternoon we'd have anything from 450 to 500 for dinner. And then, as well as that, every other Wednesday we'd have about 1,700 for food parcels. But Christmas is an extraordinary time, and we seem to have a bigger number every year. But again, only for the generosity of people, it would be impossible for us to keep our lifeline in operation. As a matter of fact, I'm up here with Dublin Bus, who put on a huge request for food hampers and food parcels. So I'm up here this morning to make arrangements, have them to be delivered to the centre, which will be given out again from the tomorrow, not exactly tomorrow, but for the weeks to come ahead. So many people who have donated to us, and only for the generosity, we certainly wouldn't be able to keep our lifeline in operation. Our running costs for the centre for this year would be about 3.3 million, and of that we get about 250,000 to 450,000 from the government, and that hasn't been increased. But again, I suppose my main concern, again, is the number of people who are still homeless and still looking for accommodation. And my biggest concern really is for the number of children going to hotels. I think that this is 2017 and we still have people going to hotels, which is absolutely appalling. And I suppose my big request would be to the government in 2017, as I've said it so many times and I'm saying it again, please get rid of the hotels, get the houses built and get the people a proper accommodation, whereas it's appalling to see little children. As well as that, we have a big number for napkins. I think yesterday we had about 40 families for the baby napkins and baby food. Again, to me, it's appalling that this is happening in 2017.
Yes, indeed. And of course, we have to remember, Kevin, and we've talked about this before on a couple of occasions when we have spoken, keep the recovery going. Yeah, we're touted as being one of the wealthiest countries again in Europe. And as a matter of interest, Kevin, and I know you're not actually in the centre at the moment, but it is now coming up on 5 minutes past 11. What time did you open your doors this morning, Brother Kevin?
We opened our doors this morning at 7 o'clock.
And how many people have you fed between 7 and now?
Up to now we'd have over 200 fed.
That, and this, as you said yourself so eloquently there, and far better than I could ever put it, this is 2017. And I think, Brother Kevin, that, you know, this is the third, if not maybe the fourth time that we have spoken in the last couple of months. And each time, instead of the situation getting better, it appears to me, now it's only my estimation, that it's actually getting worse.
Well, it seems to be, yes, it certainly seems to be getting worse, and that shouldn't be. And I know that the government are making every effort to find accommodation. But what I find about these places, the people have to phone up for a bed, to get onto the free phone. And then they're told that maybe be on the line for about 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. They're told then that maybe sometimes the beds are not available until maybe late at night time, and they have to phone up again. And they're only getting the bed for one night. They must phone up again next morning to do the very same thing, and again waiting for 30 minutes maybe. I was making a phone call last week for one particular person, and I think I was 30 minutes before I got through. First of all, when I phoned, I was told you were 10 or 12 on the queue. It came down until all that length of time. And I think if you take a homeless person on the side of the street, phoning for a bed and being told you're so long on the queue, to me, that's absolutely appalling. That's not giving respect to the individuals. Each person, no matter who they are, homeless or otherwise, they have a right to have the respect and dignity. Each person should have the dignity and not to be treated in such a way that you're phoning back ever so often. To me, that's absolutely appalling. I don't agree with it.
Brother Kevin, I have to totally agree with you, because the very least that any human being is entitled to is their dignity. And when you take that from them, you've taken everything, I think. You know, I mean, if you leave people with their dignity, at least you leave them with the ability to fight back and stand their ground and improve their situation. But if you take their dignity, you have really taken everything from them. Kevin, you're in operation down there in the Capuchin Centre since I think 1969.
Yes.
You, I would imagine, particularly, and I mean particularly now, since 2008, 2009, which in the greater scheme of things is a very short period of time, but since then, I would imagine that you have seen the profile of people coming through your door has changed. Unbelievably, you have people coming through your door now, and you're dealing with people now that you never thought you would see coming through your doors.
Yes, that's quite true. Because when we started off in 1969, we had about 50 people coming into the centre. And now when you look at it, this is 2017, the number of people coming, which is absolutely appalling to think that we still have so many people who are in need. And the other thing, too, it saddens me that people are queuing up for food parcels. Again, that's very degrading, but they are in need. And so many people say to me, a lot of these people, they're abusing the system. I think, certainly, it's very hard for a person to queue up for a length of time, and certainly only for that they are in need wouldn't be queuing up for food. And I hope the day will come that we will be rid of all people sleeping on the streets, and hope and please God the day will come that we will see everybody treated with dignity, that they won't have to queue up at the Capuchin Day Centre for food.
Well, I can't echo those sentiments enough, Brother Kevin, and I really do appreciate you taking time out from a very busy schedule to join us this morning. I was honoured and I have to say humbled that we got you as our first guest of 2017 on the programme. But unfortunately, Kevin, I have a feeling that we will be talking to you many times between this and the end of the year. I would love to see a solution to the problem. Before we go, Kevin, I just want a quick, and you're not obliged to answer this question if you don't want to. The Occupy movement in the Home Sweet Home movement that occupied the Nama buildings, where do you stand on that, Kevin?
Well, I suppose giving a roof over people, I would agree with. But certainly I feel that if people are getting a roof, the premises should be properly taken care of with facilities where everything is in order. And I know that they mean very well by providing a shelter, but I think it's also important that the shelter is properly maintained and in a proper order, where these people will be treated with dignity and respect. I know, I'm sure that they have beds or whatever, but I don't believe, and maybe in some cases there are people putting into accommodation and sleeping on the floor. Again, to me, that's appalling. No person should be sleeping on the floor and saying that we have a bed for them. That's not a bed. That people, again, as I've already said, need dignity and respect. And before I finish, I want to say one thing to the people of Dublin and people abroad, further abroad. sincere thanks for the great generosity and for the great kindness and for the great help we have got at Christmas time and during the year. And again, I have to say again, I have to mention Dublin Bus, because Dublin Bus not alone have this huge drive for food stuff for Christmas, they also provide tickets for unfortunate people who need to get out of hospitals or get the people to their children to school for otherwise they wouldn't be able to get to school. So thanks to everybody who has helped us during the year.
And Brother Kevin, if we have people listening, which I know we have, who would like to donate to the Capuchin Daycare Centre, how do they go about doing it, please?
If to make contact, our phone number is 8720770, or send donations to the Capuchin Day Centre, 29 Bow Street, Dublin 7.
Brother Kevin Crowley, thank you so much for being our first guest of 2017, and I can wish you continued Godspeed with your work. God bless you, Kevin, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
God bless, Brother Kevin. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, folks, there it is. That's a kind of a gloomy, I suppose, snuff start to 2017. But he is a man, and for any of you who have been lucky enough to be in his presence, you definitely get a feeling when you're leaving him that you have been in the presence of something very, very special. That's Brother Kevin Crowley from the Capuchin Daycare Centre in Dublin. It's just off Church Street there, for those of you who don't know it. It's in behind the church there.